Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first request. A little D'Angelo to mellow it out, smooth it out a little bit. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon's Dime text line. We do have Rankin coming up at 1040. So get us your list text line on my Twitter page at JMSH316. He's at DD Lewis for real. We've got a few coming in here already. Braves do win tonight. So 6-2. All the fireworks were in the first two innings. Braves didn't score after the second inning, but they didn't have to. Bryce Elder improves to 6-1 on the season. He's got to get a look for the All-Star game, does he not? He's got a 2.44 ERA. He's 6-1 with a 2.44 ERA on the best team in baseball. He's got to get a look, right? Strider's got to get a look at 9 wins now. And he's going to be a double-digit win pitcher by the time the All-Star game comes along. Guy's got to get a look. Elder, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 4 walks. That wasn't the good part. And 4 strikeouts. No homers given up, though. 98 pitches. He got through 6 innings. So he was pretty efficient in that 5th and 6th inning to get through it. Because it didn't look like for a while he was going to get through it. He walked several guys and was driving his pitch count up. Tonkin and Heller finished it out. They pitched 3 innings of 3-hit shutout baseball. And it was hasta lasagna, don't get any on you. Braves tonight hit 5 homers in the game. Murphy homered in the first inning. Riley homered in the first inning. Ronnie hit a leadoff homer, then hit another home run in the second inning. And Harris in the second inning hit a home run as well. Again, the Braves scored all 6 of their runs in the first 2 innings. And they keep getting out to these big starts and putting teams really behind the 8-ball. So, again, it was another big start. And now your starting pitcher can settle in at that point, right? Now your starter can settle in and get things done and be efficient and throw strikes. But fortunately for Elder, that didn't really necessarily happen. Again, the 4 walks and 4 hits in only 6 innings. Too many base runners in a game where you're leading 6-1. 6-1 at that point. So you got to be a little bit more efficient. But still, it was good enough to get the win tonight, and he improves to 6-1. Ronnie had 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 RBI. Riley had a couple of hits and a couple of RBI and a run with the home run. Michael Harris had a hit with a run and RBI. And Ozuna had a couple of hits as well. So, and don't look now. Again, Michael Harris is up to 260. Marcell Ozuna is up to 250. Rosario is up to 272. So don't look now, but, you know, they got guys that are starting to play well, that are playing pretty well right now. And obviously the Braves will look to close out this series and go for the sweep coming up tomorrow night. So that will be is that Morton or who's going to be the pitcher? It's an open spot right now because Jared Schuster is supposed to pitch on Friday. Braves will have a day off coming up on Thursday. They'll play the Twins tomorrow at 12:20. So quick turnaround, businessman special. It'll be getaway day for the Twins, so that's why they'll play early and they'll get on the road. But then the Braves get a day off on Thursday. So they'll have a nice little rest. They get, you know, Friday night off. They don't have to play a game on Friday night. You have to turn around quick, you know, for this game. But the way these games are nowadays, I mean, again, 10 o'clock, that's not a bad turnaround. So they play the Twins tomorrow at 12:20. We'll see. And Kenta Maeda is the pitcher for the Twins. He's the former Dodger pitcher. And Jared Schuster will start on Friday, as they will be home still against the Marlins. Schuster, Morton, and Strider will be your 3 starters for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we get the red jerseys on Friday. We get the throwbacks on Saturday, right? Because it's a home Saturday game.
Yep, home
and
Saturday.
And then
yep.
Who knows what they'll do for Sunday when Strider's pitching, but maybe they'll all wear mustaches. Maybe everybody grow a mustache and wear a mustache.
I didn't realize they were playing Sunday. Sunday's going to be busy then. What time is it? Because United's at 4, I believe.
1:35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, United plays at 4 o'clock. That's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that'll kind of overlap. But again, Truist Park is not
true. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't thinking from a traffic standpoint. I was just saying from a good sports Sunday here in the A.
Can I tell you that when we get back from the 4th of July holiday and all that good kind of stuff, and I'm taking next week off, so I'll be on vacation next week. You get Go Forth. I was looking at the schedule. You get
Go Forth Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And then, and 4th of July is Tuesday, so it's just everybody's off.
Right.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Freaky.
You get Freaky Deaky.
Freaky Deaky, yep.
Now, are you going to do, let me ask you, because again, he's working 7 to 11, okay?
Right.
Are you going to do rank 'em with Freaky?
You know, I think I am.
Okay.
I'm going to put his little brain there to the test.
Yeah.
I might not get too many in, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you not to worry about doing Instagram models.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Because
I'll just name some popular, you know, beautiful women in the industry type thing, and you know.
You think he'll know? I mean,
he should know. I would hope.
I'm a Katie Couric guy. I'm the real estate maven 1, Katie Couric 2. Yeah, he won't know. He won't know. You're better off to ask him like grilled cheese, cheeseburger.
Pimento
cheese sandwich, and you know,
I'll keep it plain.
Yeah, like 4 cheese sandwiches. You know what I mean?
I'll keep it plain. No ketchup, no cheese, no mustard.
Yeah, I mean that'll be the easiest thing to do with him because again he won't have any grasp of that. And you'll definitely want to ask him some sports stuff. But you should do. Now, do you think that John? Because this never happens when people fill in for me. So, you know, again, my boss, one of the things that my bosses always say, and I don't know, I probably shouldn't put this business out on Front Street, but they always say that when people fill in for me, and obviously on most of the shows, you normally can't have both hosts out.
Right.
Right. That's always been an internal policy, although that's kind of changed now. You know, Dukes and Bell have been off together and stuff like that, but normally it's been you have to have at least one of the hosts. So, like, Andy and Randy can't be on vacation at the same time.
Right.
You know, now, again, Andy's in a unique situation where he's got a baby and all that good kind of stuff.
Randy probably already had time off.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, again, you know, that's kind of one of those. But normally you can't have that kind of thing off. But with me, I mean, obviously, since, you know, I do the second longest show on the station, how long does Steak and those guys go? They do like 3 or 4 hours, don't they?
No, they don't.
Really?
No.
How long do they do?
They do two.
So let's see. 2 divided by 4. So that's like 75% of the show that I do, right? If we do
that's
4 hours and they do two,
yeah, that's
like 75%.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. Well, obviously, though, the Morning Shaft and Andy and Randy, they do four hour shows now because they go from 6 to 10 and then they go from 10 to 2, so they do four hours, huh?
No. that's not their times.
Because I know Steak, they do 5 to 9.
Six.
What?
They start at 6.
Oh, and they go to 10?
9.
Oh. Oh, they don't go that long? No, they don't do 4 hours? But they have like 7 people. They have like 5 producers and 7 hosts. And they do how many hours?
They're on for 3 hours.
Oh. How'd I get so lucky? How did things work out that
I get Georgia so lucky
to do four hours? How did I get to do 4 hours by myself?
You're a hot commodity,
on a nightly basis. How did I get to do all that?
Because they figured it out. Like, when you're on with other people, you're tame. Like, it's just a natural, you just tame yourself down. But when you're by yourself, man, you go all in.
Yeah, you know, we used to have when, oh gosh, what was her name? The girl that works for Liberty does, Emily Austin. You know, Emily Austin and I had fun. That was fun shows that we did, you know, together. So we were doing late night stuff and we were having some fun, and Jarvis was producing us at the time. So that was fun. I mean, I enjoyed working with Emily.
When you work with people, like even on Saturdays with you and Randy and Chris Goforth.
Yeah, that's not going to be anymore. Yeah, we don't get to do that anymore. So yeah. What was that show called? College Football Game Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going by the wayside. So yeah. We're going to do College Football Show, but it just won't have none of those guys in it. So, yeah. Anyway, you will have fun with Freaky coming up next
week.
Yeah,
I'll bring the life out of him.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, obviously.
Has he ever done, as far as here, has he ever done the 7 to 11?
No, because again,
time?
he was
always mornings.
He did the weekend stuff with him and Hugh for about a year or so. And then those guys got promoted to full time.
Okay.
And then I didn't get promoted to full time until 2019.
Okay.
So
this will be his first time filming.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because normally
that'll
it's
be
been
fun.
Like it's normally it's been usually when it's fill in. Sometimes it's Goforth.
Right.
Sometimes it's been Rob. Many times it's been Rob Tribble.
Yep.
Yeah. Tribble's been. I don't even know if anybody else has filled in for me or not. I'm sure there have been other people that have filled in for me. But again. It's different.
There was a couple of guys that are no longer with us.
I mean, it's different because, you know, we do like every other show on the station with 4 hours. So, you know, Steak, Andy and Randy, the Morning Shaft, like everybody does four. What?
Stop
You're shaking
it.
Your head.
Stop it. Huh? Just stop.
You're shaking your head. But is that not the case or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dukes and Bell do 5, though.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They do 5.
Do they get paid for all that?
You know, I don't know that. Oh, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah. Do I get paid for 4 hours? How long does Steak do? How long does he do? Anyway. And we love Steak. Again, that's the – what is it that's the slowest two-hour slog?
Fastest 2 hours
what is
in
it?
Radio. Fastest 2 hours
it's
in
the,
radio.
It's the – It's in the muck and mire, longest 4 hour extravaganza. What is it?
Fastest 2 hours in radio.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if again, you're only doing 2 hours, it should be pretty fast. I mean, you know, that's like, what's 2 divided by 4? That's like 75%? Is that like what that is?
That sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so, but yes, it'll be fun with Freaky because I will be off next week. We're going actually to my daughter and I Sunday through Tuesday for we'll be back 4th of July in time for fireworks and all that stuff. But we're going to go Sunday through Tuesday to Carowinds up at up near Charlotte.
Oh,
the amusement park up near Charlotte.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna go up, we're gonna stay actually right there in Fort Mill, okay. South Carolina, and because we'll go up there Sunday. We'll futz around Charlotte on Sunday, and then Monday we're gonna do the amusement park, and then we'll come back home on Tuesday.
Okay.
So
nice.
So it'll it'll be fun. I don't have to work my day job. I don't have to work radio. So I got a few days off. I won't know what to do with myself. You know, honestly,
relax.
Like having 4 days off or whatever like that, I won't know what to do with myself.
Rest.
So, yeah.
Rejuvenate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, they'll probably call me in to do a show or something like that. So they'll probably call me in to
send
do some
you a Comrex.
Yeah, yeah. Send me a Comrex and do a fill-in show for somebody. So, but yes, you will have fun with Freaky. Then you'll be gone the following week.
The following week,
yep,
right. That'll be my final vacation.
Then, believe it or
vacation.
Not, I mean, you know, we're just about, you know, again.
Back to school and
we're,
all that,
we're,
yeah.
Well, I mean, we got training camp coming up here pretty quickly because that will happen, Thursday the 27th, I believe, is when training camp starts.
Yep.
So the Morning Shaft, Chuck House, and Andy and Randy, they will all be up at training camp, and then Dukes and Bell will be.
Are they doing the Mall of Georgia thing again? They
yeah,
are doing
yeah,
that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What are we doing?
We'll be here.
Oh.
But I'll get you some audio. I'll make it a point to go out there earlier and get you some audio.
I'm not. Because
I know you're not going.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no chance that I'm driving up to, you know. Again, if I drive up to Flowery Branch, they're going to stick me in a broom closet. So that's why I don't want to go up to Flowery Branch. They'll have me. They'll like pull me off the field. You know, like where the practice field is and all that stuff. They'll make me go into a broom closet, which is it's near the Ticketmaster studios. It's not quite in the Ticketmaster studios. We're close. You know, I can take a rock and throw it at the Ticketmaster studios, but we're not quite there with all of that. Right, we get broom closets and all that kind of stuff. So, although you do get media meals up there,
yeah, they feed
for training
you pretty
camp,
well, yeah,
yeah, for
they
training camp and all that, they'll do media meals and
yeah.
all that good kind of stuff. So they will have.
I can't remember what it was on any of the days, honestly, last year. Well, because I think a couple of times I went, because I'm assuming they must like maybe swap it out, but I remember it being like breakfast burritos or something because I was there pretty earlier.
I mean they do. I mean. In the old days, and I say in the old days, I mean, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, I mean, they did different things. And they would have meals on the weekend because, like, we would always load up, or Andy and I would load up on the weekends with all the food when we were sitting next to an empty field and the porta potty guy would clean out the porta potty toilets when we were up there. So good times, right?
Oh,
empty
yeah.
fields and porta potties. That's our training camp experience. So. All right, when we get back, to be or not to be in the luxury tax, that is the question. 404-726-0929. We can take your thoughts on this as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. 20 minutes from now, we got Rankin coming up, 404-726-0929. That is both our phone line. We can get your thoughts in this segment. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, so you catch it on the go. At JMCH316 on Twitter. Can hit me up with a list as well there. He's at the D. Lewis for real. Well, after the John Collins trade, and I'll give credit to one of our late-night listeners that called in on the show last night, Owen, and he brought up a good point, and I was thinking about this today, that you don't get out of debt to go back into debt. And it got me thinking that you probably don't get out of the luxury tax to go back into the luxury tax. Now, we've talked a lot about this because this I do believe in a lot of ways that this is going to be one of the things that defines the season. And when you look at this, it's not like the Hawks got out of the luxury tax just so they could go right back into it. Now, they have obviously the exemption that they can use and this and that. But again, as we talked with Brad Rowland, you know, if you use that exemption, you know, you could get yourself into real debt trouble. But I don't think that they're going to get back into it. And what makes it hard is they have a supermax player in Trae Young, who's in the low 40s this year and will move up steadily as he gets, you know, headed toward 50. Not quite 50, but, you know, he'll be in the mid-high 40s. By the time it's, you know, the next couple of years, it's hard to imagine the idea of a $150 million roster, and that number will go up, but say $150 million roster to be in the luxury tax. Like, that's just kind of hard to fathom that you could have a supermax player and not be a luxury tax team, because you're paying almost a third of the luxury tax number to one guy. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think that they are going to dip their toe back into those waters, despite what Landry Field says. You know, well, you know, ask me, or you know, we can get in the luxury tax if we want, and all of this and the other. Okay, if it's recommended to you by one guy, the owner, that they don't want to be in the luxury tax, they won't be in the luxury tax. They won't be that. But it does make for an interesting point as to whether or not that they get back into it. If you weren't afraid and you keep telling me that they're not afraid to be a luxury tax, then be a luxury tax team. You don't have to go, you know, all into the luxury tax and, you know, blow your cap out of whack or whatever like that. But, you know, they were already in the luxury tax with this roster as it was just a few days ago before the John Collins trade. They were a luxury tax team. Now, were they a very good luxury tax team? Probably not. But they were a luxury tax team with their payroll. Now they move John Collins out of the way. Now all of a sudden that gets them down below the threshold of the luxury tax, and it opens up a roster spot. And we talked about this, that I'm not mad with what they did, you know, in moving John Collins along. Yeah, we'd have liked to have seen pieces that come back in a trade like that and help your ball club out, but that was never the goal of it. You weren't going to get equal value back for John Collins. And we talked to Brad Rowland earlier in the show that, look, this is the next move that the Hawks make is going to be huge. If it's just a Midland piece or whatever like that, then I'm not going to be inspired, and I'm going to think this is a salary dump. They go out and do some things and really solidify this roster. Whether that's, again, Kyle Kuzma or somebody like that, you know, if that's the direction that they go, fine. But if it's whoever, just, you know, some guys to round out the roster, then I am going to be disappointed. Because that will again, feel just like all it was a salary dump to get us below that threshold. And, you know, I don't see that they are going to get themselves all excited to go back in the luxury. And nobody wants to be in the luxury tax. I mean, that goes without saying. But when you have guys that, when you have a 40-plus million-dollar player and a 22-plus million-dollar player, and, you know, you got DeJounte Murray for 17, that number is going to go up. I mean, no matter what it is, that number is going to go up with DeJounte Murray. You know, again, he's probably not a max player, but you would figure he's a $25 million guard. I mean, if John Collins is a $25 million forward, he could certainly be a $25 million guard. He's a much better player than John Collins on both ends of the floor. So I don't know, but it was an interesting point that our caller Owen brought up last night, that you don't get out of the luxury tax to jump right back in. You don't get out of debt to go and get a car loan and ring up a whole bunch of debt for it. That's not what you do. So if that's the case, you know, it will be interesting to see what this roster looks like. It will be interesting to see what they have up their sleeve. And again, you know, we talked to Lauren Williams. She said the idea about, you know, being patient and this, that, and the other. But it is interesting that they were pretty quick on the trigger to move John Collins out of the way. I wonder if they will be as quick to start adding some more pieces, or if they will really take their time. Because the whole John Collins thing came up pretty quick. And maybe that was to be expected. Maybe, you know, again, at some point, what I want to say, some point, smoke had to become fire, right? Smoke had to become fire in this scenario. And at some point, it was going to be, okay, we're going to move on from John Collins. Now that he's regressed, now that he hasn't been the same player for the last year or two, now that's when we decide to move him, right? When his probably proverbial stock has not been lower, right? He's at his second lowest point total since his rookie year. Like, those are some non-encouraging signs. But some coach will get their hands on John Collins and think they can fix him. And, you know, hopefully he becomes, you know, a good player for a team. I don't know what team that's going to be, but hopefully he becomes a solid piece for a team, you know, in the Eastern Conference and makes a difference out of all of it. So, but we'll see what happens with all of that. 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on board. So, and what's next for the Atlanta Hawks? Like, what do you think is next for the Atlanta Hawks? I wonder if they're done trading pieces. I wonder if they are looking to move. You know, we heard rumors about moving to Clint Capella at the trade deadline, or sorry, at the draft for with Dallas for, you know, picks and player and all that kind of stuff. I wonder if that's the next move. You know, Capella's a guy not getting younger. He costs you a good bit of money. His contract's not bad when you consider everything along with it, but it is a lot of money. And if they want to give themselves some separation to be able to, and financial flexibility, let's call it like that. Let's call it like not a salary dump. Let's call it financial flexibility to be able to pull some moves off. Well, okay. You know, again, it may not be that splashy home run kind of hire. Again, it may not be that splashy name guy, but I'll take a Kyle Kuzma. I've said that before. I'll take him if that's what it's going to be. That, you know, again, I don't know that he's a poor man's John Collins, but, you know, he probably cost you somewhere in that same kind of ballpark, and maybe he's a better fit. I still think that if John Collins was a Quinn Snyder type of player that he would make this big impact, then he would have still been here. John Collins would have still been here playing for Quinn Snyder. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see what ends up happening with all of this. But certainly, you know, the Hawks are not better now that they traded John Collins. Now they have to make that next move to get themselves better when all is said and done. All right, rank them when we come back. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Not to the Game, Odyssey.com app. Knocking the boots.
We're doing Chuck
Green Studios. I think
H-Town, boy.
Because this is H-Town, right?
Correct. Yeah.
I think this came out around the time of like real early 90s, like
90. I want to say maybe 93, 94 at the latest.
I was going to say, I bet it was before that.
It could have been 92, yeah, but I remember I was here in Atlanta.
I think that I saw these guys at the Club MTV, one of the Club MTV tours that I saw.
Okay.
And I think they were in that.
Yeah.
Because this was a big hit in the early 90s. So.
Yeah. It was, I want to say maybe 92 for me. But I know I was definitely here in Atlanta.
We're knocking the boots. anyway. All right. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. I would pick Hugh's brain, pick Randy's brain. Sometimes I gave those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We called the segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So we got to talking about our directors earlier, and so I know Brian De Palma for you is that guy. So rank these Brian De Palma films: Scarface, Carlito's Way, Untouchable, and Mission Impossible.
I'll take Untouchable's number one.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a great movie. Great performances in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I will take. I'll take Mission Impossible 2.
Okay.
I love Carlito's Way. What I love about Carlito's Way is not just the acting, but the vibe of that movie.
Yeah.
Like the time period and the disco. Mm-hmm. And just, I love the vibe of that movie.
Yeah.
So that's number three. And then what'd you say the other one? What was the fourth movie?
Scarface.
Scarface.
Yeah, I know you're not. You're not that big on that, are you?
I think Scarface is very overrated. I don't think it's a very good film.
I mean,
it's become a cult classic.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's blown up over the decades.
Right.
You know, it did not do very well at the box office when it came out. Was not a very big hit when it came out. It was considered a flop for Al Pacino.
Okay.
But it's gotten more popular as it's become,
as gone older.
Yeah, kind of become a cult hit and the kind of lifestyle and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
But it was not a big hit when it came out.
All right. We heard today that Ryan Seacrest will replace Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Did you know about that?
I didn't even hear. So.
Yeah. So rank these game show hosts.
I have to work for a living, so I don't get to see those kinds of things.
All right. Rank these game show hosts. Pat Sajak, Alex Trebek, Bob Barker, and Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson, number one, because he would make out with everybody.
I was about to say he was a perv.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Bob Barker, number two, because he shtooped everybody on that show. I'll do Pat Sajak three and Alex Trebek four. I'm not a big Alex Trebek fan. He's a Canuck, so I'm not as big a fan of this.
All right. Got one from Twitter. They heard me say about Outsiders being my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And asked us to rank these characters. All right, Matt Dillon as Dallas, Emilio Estevez as 2-Bit, Tom Cruise as Steve, and Patrick Swayze as Derry.
Well, give me yours.
So for me, it's actually Steve. I love Tom Cruise in that role.
Okay.
As Steve. Two would be Matt Dillon as Dallas. No way you rumble away or rumble without me. And then 2-Bit. Emilio Estevez would be my third, and then Derry, Patrick Swayze. I just that overbearing older brother, and then that scene where Pony Boy came back and he's all crying and all Pony Boy. I was just like, it was just, he was all swole, but then he had this big soft guy, So that's fine.
All right, from my Twitter page, from the basketball guy. Victor Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson, Chet Holmgren, Brandon Miller. I like Scoot Henderson a lot. I mm-hmm. like him. Obviously, Kell High School.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the draft show.
The kid balls.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take him number one. I'll take Brandon Miller, too. I think he's going to be an excellent basketball player. I think he's a really good basketball player. I'll take Victor number three. I'm very fascinated to see what he's going to be in the NBA. I think he's going the right situation. Excuse me. The right team and the right organization. And then Chet Holmgren, I can't get my arms around him.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
So that was kind of one of the consensuses on him was that he was going to need to bulk up a little bit. Just a thin kid, and that's kind of my concern a little bit with Victor
Wembanyama,
a little bit, because a good coach is going to, as far as coaching against him, is going to probably get physical with him.
Yeah, get physical with him. Yeah, I totally agree. From my Twitter page, our buddy Marco, teams that don't address glaring issues, John Lennon's solo career, the Mutts, and Mitch Evans. I will do teams that don't address glaring issues, number one. I'll do John Lennon's solo career, two. I'll do the Mutts, number three. And Mitch Evans is always going number four. The John Lennon solo references, I think John Lennon's solo career without the Beatles was dreadful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was dreadful
music.
Yeah,
it didn't go well.
Yeah, it was cold turkey and all. It was dreadful music. Whatever gets you through the night and all that good kind of... it was just dreadful. Let's see here.
You got the one from the real Matt Ryan?
Rank these late-night syndicated shows. Viper, Renegade, Ooh. Highlander, the series, Baywatch Nights. I did actually like Baywatch Nights. I did like that,
yeah,
that series. Obvious reasons. I'll do Renegade to Highlander, the series. I didn't think that was very good. I love the movie, but not the series.
Yeah.
And Viper, number four, because I don't remember Viper.
I'm trying to remember Viper.
I don't remember Viper. Rank these two-time Cy Young Award winners at their peaks. Johan Santana, Tim Lincecum, Corey Kluber, Jacob deGrom. I believe Jacob deGrom was the best pitcher that I had seen, you know, when he was at his peak prime. I'll take Corey Kluber, number two. I thought he was outstanding in some of those years for the Indians. Johan Santana, well, you know what? I'll take Lincecum, three.
And
he was a World Series champion, and I'll take Johan. Johan Santana was a fantastic pitcher. That's a pretty good list that's out there. Let's see here from our buddy Rusty on the text line. Rank these four, the CBS 46 news ladies: Shawn Gables, Ella Dorsey, Lana Harris, Jennifer Valdez. Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to get all four of them number one. I'm gonna do all four of them number one. I like that Shawn Gables a lot. Ella, obviously. Lana Harris is a very pretty lady. And Jennifer Valdez is great. She does a great job on there. So I will put all four of those at number one. Adventures in Babysitting, License to Drive, Real Genius, and Summer School. Summer School is another underrated comedy with
Which
Mark
one was
Harmon. That was with Mark Harmon, where he was the substitute.
Oh, yeah.
Underrated comedy.
Yeah.
So I'll give that one number one. I actually like Adventures in Babysitting. I think that was a funny movie.
That was Christina Applegate, right?
No, that was Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue,
yep.
Okay.
I will do License to Drive 3 and Real Genius number 4. I was trying to watch it the other day, but it's on like some premium kind of online thing.
I want to
watch that less than zero. Because that, I'm telling you, that is...
That's the Robert Downey Jr.
That's Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance.
Yeah.
He was brilliant in that movie. So, and Jamie Gertz, part of it is too. So, all right. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let's get to searching.
Yep.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, I think it's... I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, but it's O-K-S-A-N-A. Fit, I-F-I-T, the number 7, and then the number 7.
Oksana Fit 77.
Yeah.
Probably, well, I want to say it was when she was born. Probably not that old.
She doesn't look it anyway.
Well, she's from Moscow, so. All right. Let's see. We got her.
All right. Then Miss, M-I-S-S.
Uh-huh.
Mia, M-I-A.
Uh-huh.
Fit. Huh? Got you a couple of fit ones in
there. That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Miss Mia Fit. I spelled it fur. let's see here. Okay. And she's pretty fit.
Yep.
All right. If she got a chest cold, it wouldn't leave. I can tell you that.
All right. Kamalita, C-A-M-I-L-I-T-A. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1207.
1207. Let's see here. Okay.
All right. And then simple. KKBG.
KKBG. How'd it get to be that simple?
I don't know. Got lucky tonight.
That's a radio station.
Really? That's what it came. Wait, did I miss out?
KKBG is a radio station broadcast. A hot adult contemporary format. Broadcast areas are Hilo. Hilo, Hawaii is where they broadcast from.
Huh. I wonder why she didn't pop up.
At KKBG. Let's see if there's. Let's see on Instagram. Let's see if it's her.
Yeah, try it on Instagram.
All right, so it's KBGA College Radio. Is that it?
No.
Or KKTBG?
No, she should be.
How about KKTBG?
Done lost her.
I'll bet you it's KKTBG.
Yeah, that might be her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have left something out.
All right. I will definitely take that Carmelita.
Yeah.
That's pretty very intriguing. I will take I'll take Oksana Fit number 2.
Okay.
I'll take Miss Mia Fit yeah. number 3, and I'll take I don't know, KBTG.
Yeah, I messed up. Yeah, it was KKTB underscore G. Yeah, I messed it up. All right.
Yep.
All right, another one we got here. And this one's a little long.
Okay.
The T-H-E. I guess it's Cali. So C-A-L-I. S-T-A.
S-T-A.
The Calista. Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
All right, let's see. All right.
Got her?
Yes.
All right, now underscore Gypsy, G-Y-P-S-Y.
Yep.
Liddy, L-I-T-T-Y.
Yes.
Did we do her before?
Yes, we did.
I was wondering. Yes. All right, let's take her out of there. Let me give you somebody else. You ready for her?
Yep, because her name already populated.
Yeah, all right, so
put
this.
Her in there.
All right, Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A.
Oop. Samantha, okay.
Dot. H-B-I-C.
Let's see. She doesn't go to an HBCU. Right?
No.
Okay. All right.
All right. And then Darla Dimple. So D-A-R-L-A. That's funny. Every time I hear Darla, I think of Little Rascals. Anyway, Dimples.
All right.
And underscore.
Underscore.
And then
what's the deal with the underscore?
I don't know.
What is that?
I guess there's probably maybe other Darla Dimples. And so
Darla Shuttlesworth.
Yeah. And then I got somebody to replace the Gypsy girl.
Okay.
I wasn't sure, but I thought we had her. But Tyler, so T-Y-L-E-R. And I guess it's Wisby, W-I-S-B-Y.
W-S-B?
W-I-S-B.
Is it somebody from WSB? Is that one of the news girls from WSB?
No, it is not.
All right. Oh, boy. That's a very intriguing list. I will go the HBIC, number one.
Okay.
I'm going to do Calista, number 2.
Okay.
I will do Darla Shuttlesworth, whatever, number 3. And I will do the WSB girls, number 4, whatever. So, she's curvy and healthy.
Yeah,
I will say that.
She doesn't look like she's missing any meals.
Yeah, she's got that pear shape, you know, to her. So, anyway. All right, that's Rank 'Em for a Tuesday night. Wrap things up with a Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Knocking the boots.
We're doing Duck
Mace Studios. I think because this is H-Town, right?
Correct. Yeah.
I think this came out around the time of like real early 90s, like
90. I want to say maybe 93, 94 at the latest.
I was going to say, I bet it was before that.
It could have been 92, yeah, but I remember I was here in Atlanta.
I think that I saw these guys at the Club MTV, one of the Club MTV tours that I saw.
Okay.
And I think they were in that.
Yeah.
Because this was a big hit in the early 90s. So.
Yeah, it was, I want to say maybe 92 for me, but I know I was definitely here in Atlanta.
We're knocking the boots. anyway. All right, 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line to be a part of the show. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. I would pick Hugh's brain, pick Randy's brain. Sometimes I gave those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We called the segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So we got to talking about our directors earlier, and so I know Brian De Palma for you is that guy. So rank these Brian De Palma films: Scarface, Carlito's Way, Untouchable, and Mission Impossible.
I'll take Untouchable's number one.
Yeah, that was great.
Was a great movie. Great performances in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Mission Impossible 2.
Okay.
I love Carlito's Way. What I love about Carlito's Way is not just the acting, but the vibe of that movie.
Like
the time period and the disco and just, I love the vibe of that movie.
Yeah.
So that's number three. And then what'd you say the other one? What was the fourth movie?
Scarface.
Scarface.
Yeah, I know you're not. You're not that big on that.
I think Scarface is very overrated. I don't think it's a very good film. I mean, it's become a cult classic.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's blown up over the decades.
Right.
You know, it did not do very well at the box office when it came out. Was not a very big hit when it came out. It was considered a flop what's his name? Al Pacino.
Okay.
But it's gotten more popular as it's become,
as gone older.
Yeah, kind of become a cult hit and the kind of lifestyle and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
But it was not a big hit when it came out.
All right. We heard today that Ryan Seacrest will replace Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Did you know about that?
I didn't even hear. So.
Yeah. So rank these game show hosts.
I have to work for a living, so I don't get to see those kinds of things.
All right, rank these game show hosts: Pat Sajak, Alex Trebek, Bob Barker, and Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson, number one, because he would make out with everybody.
I was about to say he was a perv.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Bob Barker, number two, because he stooped everybody on that show. I'll do Pat Sajak three, and Alex Trebek. I'm not a big Alex Trebek fan. Again, he's a Canuck. So I'm not as big a fan of this.
All right. Got one from Twitter. They heard me say about Outsiders being my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. And asked me to rank these, or asked us to rank these characters. All right. Matt Dillon as Dallas, Emilio Estevez as 2-Bit, Tom Cruise as Steve, and Patrick Swayze as Derry.
Well, give me yours.
So for me, it's actually Steve. That was, I love Tom Cruise in that role.
Okay.
As Steve. 2 would be Matt Dillon as Dallas. No way you rumble away or rumble without me. And then 2-Bit, Emilio Estevez would be my 3rd. And then Derry, Patrick Swayze. That overbearing older brother, and then that scene where, you know, Pony Boy came back and he's all crying and all Pony Boy. I was just like, it was just, he was all swole, but then he had this big soft guy, you know. So that's fine.
All right. From my Twitter page, from the basketball guy, Victor Wembanyama, Scoot Henderson, Chet Holmgren, Brandon Miller. I like Scoot Henderson a lot. I mm-hmm. like him. Obviously, Kell High School.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the draft show.
The kid balls.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take him number one. I'll take Brandon Miller, too. I think he's going to be an excellent basketball player. I think he's a really good basketball player. I'll take Victor number 3. I'm very fascinated to see what he's going to be in the NBA. I think he's going the right situation. Excuse me. The right team and the right organization. And then Chet Holmgren, I can't get my arms around him.
Well, I mean, one, what happened, he got hurt.
Yeah.
So and that was kind of one of the consensuses on him, was that he was going to need to bulk up a little bit. Just a thin kid. And that's kind of my concern a little bit with Victor
Wembanyama,
yeah. A little bit, because a good coach is going to, as far as coaching against him, it's going to probably get physical with him.
Yeah, get physical with him. Yeah, I totally agree. From my Twitter page, our buddy Marco, teams that don't address glaring issues, John Lennon's solo career, the Mutts, and Mitch Evans. I will do teams that don't address glaring issues, number 1. I'll do John Lennon's solo career, 2. I'll do the Mutts number 3, and Mitch Evans is always going number 4. The John Lennon solo references, I think John Lennon's solo career without the Beatles was dreadful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was dreadful music.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Yeah, it was cold turkey and all. It was dreadful music. Whatever gets you through the night and all that good kind of, it was just dreadful. Let's see here.
You got the one from the real Matt Ryan?
Rank these late night syndicated shows. Viper, Renegade, ooh, Highlander the series, Baywatch Nights. I did actually like Baywatch Nights. I did like that, that series. Obvious reasons. I'll do Renegade 2, Highlander the series. I didn't think that was very good. I love the movie, but not the series.
Yeah.
And Viper number 4, because I don't remember Viper.
I'm trying to remember Viper.
I don't remember Viper. Rank these 2-time Cy Young Award winners at their peaks. Johan Santana, Tim Lincecum, Corey Kluber, Jacob deGrom. I believe Jacob deGrom was the best pitcher that I had seen, you know, when he was at his peak prime. I'll take Corey Kluber number 2. I thought he was outstanding in some of those years for the Indians. Johan Santana, well, you know what? I'll take Lincecum 3.
And
he was a World Series champion, and I'll take Johan. Johan Santana was a fantastic pitcher. That's a pretty good list that's out there. Let's see here from our buddy Rusty on the text line. Rank these four, the CBS 46 news ladies: Sean Gables, Ella Dorsey, Lana Harris, Jennifer Valdez. Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to get all 4 of them number 1. I'm gonna do all 4 of them number 1. I like that Sean Gables a lot. Ella, obviously. Lana Harris is a very pretty lady. And Jennifer Valdez is great. She does a great job on there. So I will put all 4 of those at number 1. Adventures in Babysitting, License to Drive, Real Genius, and Summer School. Summer School is another underrated comedy with That was with Mark Harmon, where he was the substitute teacher.
Underrated comedy.
So I'll give that one number one. I actually like Adventures in Babysitting. I think that was a funny movie.
That was Christina Applegate, right?
No, that was Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue, yep. Okay.
I will do License to Drive 3 and Real Genius number 4. I was trying to watch it the other day, but it's on like some premium kind of online thing.
I want to
watch that Less Than Zero. Because
that's the Robert Downey Jr.
That's Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance.
Yeah.
He was brilliant in that movie. So, and Jamie Gertz, part of it is too. So, all right. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Let's get to searching.
Yep.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. I think it's, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, but it's OKSANA. Fit, I-F-I-T, the number 7, and then the number 7.
Oksana Fit, 77.
Yeah.
Probably, well, I won't say it was when she was born. Probably not that old.
She doesn't look it anyway.
Well, she's from Moscow, so, all right. Let's see, we got her.
All right, then Miss, M-I-S-S, Mia, M-I-A, Fit.
Uh-huh.
Got you a couple of fit ones in there.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Miss Mia Fit. I spelled it fur. let's see here. Okay. And she's pretty fit.
Yep.
All right. If she got a chest cold, it wouldn't leave. I can tell you that.
All right. Kamalita, C-A-M-I-L-I-T-A. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1207.
Let's see here. Okay.
All right. And then simple. KKBG.
KKBG. How'd it get to be that simple?
I don't know. Got lucky tonight.
That's a radio station.
Really? That's what came. Wait, did I miss out?
KKBG is a radio station broadcast. A hot adult contemporary format. Broadcast areas are Hilo. Hilo, Hawaii is where they broadcast from.
Huh. I wonder why she didn't pop up.
At KKBG. Let's see if there's. Let's see on Instagram. Let's see if it's her.
Yeah, try it on Instagram.
All right, so it's KBGA College Radio. Is that it?
No.
Or KKTBG?
No, she should be.
How about KKTBG?
Done lost her.
I'll bet you it's KKTBG.
Yeah, that might be her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have left something out.
All right. I will definitely take that Carmelita.
Yeah.
That's pretty very intriguing. I will take. I'll take Oksana Fit number 2.
Okay.
I'll take Miss Mia Fit number 3, and I'll take I don't know KBTG.
Yeah, I messed up. Yeah, it was KKTB TBG. Underscore G. Yeah, I messed it up. All right.
Yep.
All right, another one we got here. And this one's a little long.
Okay.
The T-H-E. I guess it's Cali. So C-A-L-I. S-T-A.
S-T-A.
The Calista. Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
All right. Let's see. All right.
Got her?
Yes.
All right. Now, underscore. Gypsy. G-Y-P-S-Y.
Yep.
Liddy, L-I-T-T-Y.
Yes.
Did we do her before?
Yes, we did.
I was wondering.
Yes.
All right, let's take her out of there. Let me give you somebody else. You ready for her?
Yep, because her name already populated. All right,
Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A.
Oop. Samantha, okay.
Dot. H-B-I-C.
Let's see. She doesn't go to an HBCU.
Right? No.
Okay. All right.
All right. And then Darla Dimple. So D-A-R-L-A. That's funny. Every time I hear Darla, I think of Little Rascals. Anyway, Dimples.
All right.
And underscore.
Underscore. And then What's the deal with the underscore?
I don't know. I guess there's probably maybe other Darla Dimples. And so
Darla Shuttlesworth.
Yeah. And then I got somebody to replace the gypsy girl. Okay. I wasn't sure, but I thought we had her. But Tyler, so T-Y-L-E-R. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's Wisby, W-I-S-B-Y.
W-S-B?
W-I-S-B.
Is it somebody from WSB? Is that one of the newsgirls from WSB?
No, it is not.
All right. Oh, boy. That's a very intriguing list. I will go the HBIC, number one.
Okay.
I'm going to do Calista, number two.
Okay.
I will do Darla Shuttlesworth, whatever, number three. And I will do the WSB girls, number four, whatever. So she's curvy and healthy.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she's missing any meals.
Yeah, she does. She's got that pear shape, you know, to her. So anyway, all right, that's Rank 'Em for a Tuesday night. Wrap things up with a Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.